Actor Richard Thomas still might be best known for his Emmy-winning role as John Boy in the iconic 1970s TV series The Waltons, the story of a close-knit family struggling to get by in Depression-era Virginia.
Look, Gina, we may be a bunch of dirt poor hicks, but we got something a lot of other people miss. My mother and father happen to really love each other, and they happen to love their children. I've done an awful lot of thinking about what makes this family work, and I think it's because there's love enough to go around and some to spare.
But Richard Thomas went on to a very successful career in both film and television. Now he's taking on another iconic Depression-era role, Atticus Finch, the small-town Alabama lawyer who defends Tom Robinson, a black man wrongly accused of assaulting a white woman in the 1930s. It's a part that's long been associated with Gregory Peck, who won an Oscar for his portrayal in the 1962 film.
In this country, our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal.
But this is a stage version adapted by Aaron Sorkin from Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. It's playing in Boston on one of the first stops of a national tour. And star Richard Thomas joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Do you remember the first time you read Harper Lee's novel and what stood out to you?
Well, I was, as most of us were, I guess, when we first read it, I think I was a middle school student. And, you know, that's right around the time that young people are starting to develop a sense of justice and community and their place, you know, in a society. So my sense of justice and injustice was no different from my classmates. I mean, it was very acute. And so when I read the book, I was shocked by it and I was amused by it because there's a lot that's very funny in it. And it was a great reading experience. But I'll tell you something, most people who have read this book as young people really would get a lot out of it if they read it again as adults, because I read it a second time getting ready, you know, to prepare for Aaron's adaptation. And it's an even richer experience to read it as an adult. So I really recommend that.
So reading the book as a middle schooler and now as an actor playing Atticus Finch, how did you want to approach this iconic character?
Well, you can't play an icon, you know, it's not possible. And so you just have to play a person and you have to bring yourself to it, which is all you can bring. And you want to find the journey. And Aaron has written this beautiful, beautiful journey for Atticus in the course of the play. And, you know, there's so much around the novel and around the movie and around the thing. It's great and it's there. And, you know, Greg Peck's performance is fantastic and the novel is fantastic. But this is a piece of theater and our job is to bring you a theatrical experience. And it's a slightly different thing.
Well, you've had a vast career in television, in film, and on Broadway, where you started your career at the age of 7. Was the idea of coming back to the stage part of the attraction of this role, especially after theaters were dark for so long during COVID?
Well, I mean, I always loved playing. And, you know, I've done so much work on Broadway since I started and also in resident theaters around the country in different places. I mean, I love playing in the theater, as, you know, most of us do. And I also happen to be one of the actors who loves to tour. I did my first tour of 12 Angry Men about 10 years ago. I'd never toured before. I always wanted to because it's such an important part of the history of acting. And I just fell in love with it. So I was excited about this production because this is the perfect play to take around the country. First of all, everybody knows it, but also to get different responses from different regions about the issues that the play raises and the way that Aaron has dealt with them in the adaptation.
Watching the show, you can see that this was certainly 1934 Alabama, but with a contemporary take. And I'm wondering if there is an urgency or a relevancy to the message of Mockingbird that is needed, especially today.
Well, it's a great question. And of course, the answer is yes. Mockingbird holds the mirror up to America in many ways. It's a portrait of us and it's a portrait of our aspirations and how close we can come to achieving them and how good they are, how worthy they are. And also it's a portrait of our shortcomings and the, you know, our besetting sins as a nation. And those things are in beautiful balance. And I think these days, especially with everything that is happening across the country with social justice and racial justice in particular, although Mockingbird really is relevant at any time, like any great work of literature or art, I think it does bring a particular charge.
For me, the moment that really stood out during the performance was when Tom Robinson walks across the stage, shackled, and you know he's getting sent to death, and the only reason he's going to jail is simply because he's black. It's such a painful and powerful moment that I'm sure will play differently in parts of America after this racial reckoning we've witnessed the last couple of years.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And I'm very, very excited to hear from audiences in the House on the evening how they respond to different parts of the play.
Are there lines in the stage production that land differently from the book?
Well, there's a lot in the stage production that's different from the book. I mean, Aaron has really, and Bart Scheer, our wonderful director, together in their in collaboration, they have sort of come out in front of some of the issues in the book that need addressing and interrogation at this time. You know, the white savior theme and, you know, Atticus being, a you know, this white knight in shining armor who comes and, you know, the sense of his frailty as a man and his humility as a man is very, very important. And Aaron has not given him feet of clay, but he's really made the man is not heroic. He's simply trying to do the right thing, like so many of us are.
I think that's right. Scout, it seemed to me earlier in productions, you know, Atticus Finch was larger than life in her eyes, and Atticus Finch now is more nuanced.
Yes. Thank you. I think that he's done, that's in the play. It's in the play text. And of course, you know, it's a play about social justice. It's a play about what we've been speaking about, but it's also a play about raising children. You know, it's a play about the loss of innocence and what it means to be a parent and how you bring your children into the reality of the world with all of its failings. And, you know, the kid's loss of innocence around the world is mirrored by Atticus's loss of innocence in a way that Aaron has given him in the course of the story. So everybody is going through a crisis between their what they think the world should be and what they find out it really is.
One of the actors in the production, the actor who plays Mrs. DuBose, is Mary Badham, who was nominated for an Oscar for playing Scout in the original 1962 film. She was only 10 years old at the time. What was that like to have that little bit of history in the cast?
Oh, well, it's wonderful. I mean, it's just she's carried the baton and handed it to us, which is absolutely great. It's wonderful that she's playing a character diametrically opposed to Scout Finch, and she does it so extremely well, and she's a wonderful woman, and we're just lucky to have her, and we're having lots of fun. It was a real gift to us that she agreed to travel with us on this tour.
What do you want the audience to get out of Mockingbird, Richard Thomas?
Well, first of all, I want them to have a good theatrical experience. I mean, the number one thing for me is that people should go into the theater and have an experience which only theater can provide and which will stir their emotions and their make them think about things and sit with the feelings that the play hands them, but also to enjoy the humor of the play, to enjoy the warmth of the play, and to really feel the sense of connection with the story so that when they carry their feelings out into the world to discuss with other people, to contemplate, that they bring, you know, some of the values of the play and out into the world with them. I'm sure they have them already. I mean, this, you know, I'm not looking to change anybody's life or to change anybody's personality. I'm looking for people to have a sense of empathy, which is what the theater at its best provides for all of us.
You said earlier that Mockingbird holds the mirror up to America. It's a portrait of us. Do you think the stage version stays true to Harper Lee's original work?
I do know that Aaron Sorkin has really served the spirit of her novel. And one reason that I know that's true is because Mary Badham has been so incredible, who, you know, has lived that novel and that film her whole life and the work that she's done subsequently. Mary, I think, really carries the spirit of Harper Lee with her. And I think she feels that we're honoring the spirit of that novel.
Atticus Finch believes that there's good in everyone, and you just have to look for it. It's one of the great lines, of course, the great ideas. It seems to me that we could all use a little Atticus Finch in our lives these days. Respect, decency, compassion. Is that what Mockingbird represents to you?
Well, it's certainly what Atticus represents to me. His fundamental humility and respect for other people is, for me, his most beautiful aspect as a human. But Atticus in this adaptation comes up against the difference between his aspirations and his ideals about what people are and the reality that he encounters. And he has to learn that it's okay, even if the world does not conform to the ideas you have. And even if your aspirations never reach the, you know, the perfection that they desire, that those aspirations are still the way to live, and that belief in fundamental human goodness and respect for others and the ability to listen to others is something that can carry us forward. So it's a difference between, you know, the reality and the ideal of the world is something that can carry us forward. We must, in the middle of all of these disappointments and all of these terrible twists and turns that life takes, if we can maintain that fundamental belief in human goodness and community, that we can move forward with some hope.
Emmy-winning actor Richard Thomas stars in the touring production of To Kill a Mockingbird. Richard Thomas, thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.